Good evening, everyone. Thanks for joining us to our regular meeting of council of December 12, 2019. I'm calling the meeting to order at 7 p.m. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Vicki, please call the roll.
Councilman Christopher Hollum.
Present.
Councilwoman Laura Lenz.
Present.
Councilwoman Janet R. Micah.
Present.
Councilwoman Laura Pismo.
Present.
President Nancy Fellows.
Present.
Councilman David M. Phoebig.
Madam President.
Councilman Hallam. Sorry.
Move to excuse Councilman Phoebig as he did report that he was down with a stomach virus of some kind.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Hallam and a second from Councilwoman Pismo to excuse Councilman David Phoebig from this evening's meeting. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none. Vicki?
Fellows?
Hallam.
What order?
Oh, I'm sorry. Hallam. Yes, thank you. Hallam?
Yes.
Lenz?
No.
Micah?
No.
Pismo?
Yes.
Sorry. Fellows?
No. Motion is not passed. Councilman Phoebig has not been excused from this evening's meeting. I would entertain a motion to appoint Councilwoman Laura Pismo to the office of Vice President.
Second.
I need a first. I would entertain a motion.
Oh, Madam President, motion to appoint Laura Pismo Vice President for tonight.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Micah and a second from Councilwoman Lenz to appoint Councilwoman Laura Pismo to the office of Vice President. Is there any discussion on the motion? Vicki?
Hallam?
Yes.
Lenz?
Yes.
Micah?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Fellows?
Yes. The motion to appoint Councilwoman Laura Pismo to the office of President has been adopted. The next is the disposition of the journal of the regular council meeting of November 14th, 2019.
Madam President.
Councilman Pismo.
Motion to adopt the regular council meeting minutes of November 14th, 2019.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Pismo and a second from Councilwoman Lenz to adopt the regular council meeting minutes of November 14th, 2019. Is there any discussion on the motion? Vicki?
Hallam?
Yes.
Lenz?
Yes.
Micah?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Fellows?
Yes. The regular council meeting minutes of November 14, 2019 have been adopted. The next is the mayor's report. Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. I'm pleased to welcome Aldi Supermarket that opened on Bishop Road last week. They're a great addition to our community, and they are really looking forward to serving us. This past week, the city hosted Winterfest. Special thanks to the Recreation Commission, chaired by Sandy Rubis and the Fire Department, and all who made these events successful. We were able to fill our toys with toys for tots, and this event also honored B and Tom Horvath for many years of service to the Recreation Department and the Boys League. Horvath Way was officially dedicated to them, as you will see when you head toward the concession stand in Romish Fields. Congratulations. I was honored yesterday at a farewell residence ceremony. It was overwhelming to me to see all the great residents we have appreciated they conveyed to me. I am sure that this will reflect on the mayor's last days in the city. I would also urge council to make a motion this evening to allow incoming mayor and council members to utilize the city seal as they see fit during the transition. With a codified ordinance in place governing the city seal, I think this is a wise action for council to take to allow this freedom to use the seal. I support the appropriation ordinance tonight on the agenda, and also the approve the Bowen and Associate for zoning duties until June. This action is necessary for us to authorize permits starting January 1st. I am disappointed, however, that two ordinances I submitted to council for the police department and the city engineer were not part of the agenda. Congratulations to the city assistant engineer, Kevin Treeple, and his wife, Christine, on the birth of their baby boy, Calvin. Welcome to Jeff Sturgar, our new finance director, who started today. Sympathies to the families of the following individuals who passed away over the last 2 weeks. Marilyn Leopoldi of Bates Lane, Kimberly Kojan of Riviera Ridge, James Stanovich of the Senior Apartments, Frank Bollett Jr. of Chardon Road, Gail Anderson of River Road, and Anna Zorak of Emerald Lakes. Our thoughts and prayers remain with them. Upcoming events this Saturday is the annual Breakfast with Santa. It goes from 8:30 to noon. Sunday, December 15th at 6 o'clock, the First Covenant Church annual Christmas concert featuring musicians from the Cleveland Institute of Music. And best wishes for everyone for a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year during the holidays. And happy holidays to everyone who celebrates a different holiday and tradition. In conclusion, it turns out to be probably council's final meeting this year, and I've been privileged to give my mayor's report to our residents. Let me restate what I said in my final newsletter. I'm happy for the time I've served the city as mayor. I thank everyone who served on my boards and commissions, served the city well, and especially residents who made my time as mayor so enjoyable and rewarding. I will not be a stranger to Willoughby Hills, and I look forward to participating in future city events. I will work with Mayor-elect Andy Darger and the incumbent council for a smooth transition. Thank you again for a wonderful opportunity. I'll never forget it.
Are there any questions for the mayor this evening?
Good job.
Mr. Mayor, a couple points. So I have the printouts from the emails on the two ordinances that you referred to. The first one was a request for ordinance to release retired police canines. It was dated December 2nd at 11:30 a.m., and I have all the email addresses here, and the council clerk was not provided this information to create this ordinance. As the one dated December 3rd at 1 p.m., the ordinance request for the 2019 sewer rehab project, all the email addresses here, there is no email that was sent to the clerk for her to begin to adopt those, to create those ordinances. And in terms of going back to the canine one, so there is a state statute from the revised code 9.62. It's purchase of police dogs or horses by law enforcement officers. And in section B, it says, upon the disbanding of a canine or equine unit of a law enforcement agency, the agency shall serve the law enforcement officer to whom a police dog or horse is assigned for the first chance to purchase the animal for $1. An officer who purchases an animal under this section shall assume all responsibility for the animal thereafter. With all due respect, I don't think we need to create an ordinance for $1 for the handler to get his dog. And as far as the sewer rehab, that can be deferred to the new council for them to evaluate and vote on as well. The third point is the city seal. As I interpret the charter, anyone that is part of the city, which would include the mayor and his administration and council has the privilege and the right to have a business card made with the city seal or stationery made with the city seal. I think there might be maybe a misunderstanding or a misinterpretation because not long ago, I can't remember, it was the Lake County Health Department or the Sugarman River Watershed that was doing projects and they wanted to put a report together. And they came to us because they wanted to include all the city seals on the reports. That's where you need permission from council for the seal to be used, not for the mayor to use the seal on stationery or business card, or not for council to use the seal, or the law director or the engineer. So it's going outside the people that are actually part of the city. So business cards can certainly be begun to be created for the new mayor and for the new council members and stationery without an ordinance being or a motion being made. Anything else? Next is the finance director's report, Mr. Berkachek.
Nothing new to report tonight other than the request that the temporary appropriation ordinance be adopted.
Any questions for the finance director tonight? The next is the city engineer's report, Mr. DeFranco.
Thank you, Madam President. Just one item. We had a meeting today with Carvo Paving, trying to work out some issues with the construction project on Dodd Road, and we're continuing to do that. And that completes my report.
Thank you, Peter. Are there any questions for the engineer this evening?
Madam President, Mr. Engineer, would you mind expounding on some of those issues, maybe?
Sure. There were several issues. They damaged the retaining wall. They damaged a joint at the bridge that crosses Chagrin River. The pavement markings weren't correct near the retaining wall. And obviously, they exceeded the schedule, so there will be liquidated damages. And the application of the chip seal wasn't done to our standards, so we have an issue with paying them for that.
Nice.
Madam President, so is the project is done. This is just corrections to errors made on the project.
Correct.
Okay.
Any other questions for Pete this evening? Seeing none, we'll move to council committee reports. Is there anyone that is representing their respective committee that has any information that they'd like to share on their committee this evening? Sure.
Madam President, this is a little out of the ordinary, but I there was a meeting of the Chagrin River Watershed Partners tonight. I was unable to attend due to my job responsibilities, and I asked Jenna Bing, who is a member of our Board of Zoning Appeals, to attend the meeting for me, and she did. So my question was whether she could give the report to council tonight on what went on in the meeting tonight.
Only if you feel comfortable, Jenna.
I'll just speak from here.
Sure.
It's a well-attended meeting, and they were very pleased to be able to meet. It filled the room. There's a lot of them. They spoke about the upcoming budget and spent a lot of time on two presentations. One of them was about the rain garden program and what they've done this year on training rain gardeners and getting rain gardens out in the community and showing pictures of the ones that have been successful. And if there's, they have public ones and private ones. So if there's, you know, locations that we need a rain garden that's a public one, you can work with them for that. Or if somebody wants to have a rain garden in their yard. I believe Janet's spoken about this. This is going to be an ongoing project. And then the mayor of Chagrin Falls talked about how they had a problem where a flood took out a big part of their stream bank. And they did a really nice natural repair and ended up with a park, which people are now using as a park. They didn't expect that. And they've done they showed all these pictures and what they did to repair it and the change in how it's really made an impact on their community. They also spoke about, which I didn't take notes because I didn't know who I would pass them on to, but there are several dates that if the city thinks that they need to have, would like a grant to do something that is would fall under water control or, you know, any kind of things that they deal with, that it would be wise to look to them, and they help write the grants, they help figure out what needs to be done, and they're mostly matching, and they laid out a bunch of dates because a lot of those people are on really looking for a specific project already. So they have dates for all of 2020 grant applications that need to be done. And they talked about a bunch of other things that their staff is doing. The one thing that was of Willoughby Hills interest, National Weather Service is thinking about changing the flood gauge determinations at the park over there in Willoughby. They have a flood gauge, and they want to change it, like, from mild is at 11, and they want to make it 12, and they're asking for public input, and I believe that they spoke to Pete about this already, and he gave some input, and my input was, they said that Traylard and all those streets were actually in Wade Hill, and I'm like, we claim them. They're ours. And we know they have flood issues, and I don't know the impact of this and what this does for them about how their notification would be made, et cetera, if being that they're really the most, there's those streets all along there that are the most apparent of needing to know this. But I did ask them to please make sure if they change it to be very, very cognizant of wide communication, because my church uses that. Even though it's not near us, we know what that means for our church on where the level is there. So, great meeting. They were very thankful to be able to use our space, and very glad that we're participating. So, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Jenna. Thank you. Any other information from council on the committees or any other council representative reports? Seeing none, we will move to public portion. The public portion is an opportunity for individuals to come forward. We ask that you state your name and your address for the record, and if you can keep your comments to 3 minutes, I will open public portion at 7:17 p.m. Mr. Walsh.
Madam President, Jim Walsh, Berkshire Hills Drive. It's been quite a ride. Last few years have been quite a ride. Thank you for sticking with it, Mr. Mayor. You've done admirably, and I do commend you on that. Madam President, I do thank you for the opportunity to interview for the open council seat tonight.
Can you speak up or into the mic because I can't hear you?
Thank you for the opportunity to interview for the open council seat tonight. I do have to leave at 8:25. I mentioned that to you in my reply. I hope that can be accommodated. To the outgoing members of council, thank you for your service. Whatever you do tonight, do something that will make you and your children proud of you when you look back on it in the future. Make this a good goodbye. All right, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
Hello, Anthony.
Hi. Anthony Camino, 2972 Lynn Drive. I wanted to share the mayor's excitement about Aldi partners with the Greater Cleveland Food Bank and will begin donating food to St. Noel Church and one other church starting tomorrow. So they've already begun to be a good partner in the city. I just wanted you to know that. So we'll be picking up food from them every week on Fridays and using it in our food pantry. So thanks for everyone for getting them here in the city.
Great. Thank you. Linda?
Hi. My name is Linda Culver, and I'm on Rockefeller, 2978. And I would ask you to reform from choosing a new council, because most of you won't be here, and we would like the new council to choose the council person. So I'd like you to think about that and do it.
Thank you, Linda.
Thank you. Chris Biddle, 2655 Dodd Road. I had forgotten about this, but several years ago there was a high water event, and the previous comments from the Chagrin River Water Partners, we lost some bank underneath the new bridge that was built on Dodd Road. And I'd like to find out at some future point if that is a county responsibility or if there's something we could do to restore that area of the bank that was eroded during that high water event. There was a log jam on that new bridge, and the water, in not being able to go under the bridge, went around and chewed into the northern side of the embankment there. So at some future point, maybe we can find out some more information about that. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Chris.
Dave Lastoria, 31,000 Eddie Road. I, too, would like to see this appointment of council person be held off until new council takes place. Since the majority has been voted out of office, I don't think it's fair. I think we should wait for the new council to appoint the vacant seat. Thank you.
Thank you, Jay.
Mike Klein, 38531 Dodds Landing. Regarding the replacement of the council seat, the situation that we are dealing with here is referred to as a lame duck session. Lame duck is an elected official who is in office but whose successor has already been elected. The lame duck period is one of transition. In the case of Willoughby Hills, it goes from the election on November 5th through December 31st. When an election results in a new administration and legislature coming in, the outcry is, the people have spoken, let the next administration make the appointment. That's what we have here. On December 2nd, John Pleshnik resigned from Willoughby Hills Council. The December 8th classified section of the News Herald contained a notice stating an arbitrary 3-day December 11th deadline for residents to submit resumes and applications to fill the vacancy. The timing of Pleshnik's resignation and the rush to accept resumes are not coincidental, since the final regular meeting of current council may be tonight. It is quite evident that as a final disruptive act and desperate power play, council hopes to fill this vacancy immediately, although the city charter gives council 30 days to fill a vacant seat, after which the mayor appoints a council member. An elected official is said to have a mandate when he or she has won a clear and decisive election. Each of the candidates who won in last month's election had such a mandate. No election in recent history in Willoughby Hills has been as decisive as this year's. The voters sent a clear message to City Council. They want change. Residents were tired of the scheming, plotting, antics, and tactics that council had pulled in the past. Voters have expressed faith, confidence, and trust in the candidates they elected on November 5th. They want these newly elected council members to make decisions and choices that will affect the city going forward. The current council that is in such a rush to fill this vacancy is the same body that was in no hurry to fill the law director's position vacant since early October. You all are residents of the city. If you defy what the citizens of Willoughby Hills want, you will have to face them every day. You want your neighbors, friends, people that pass you in stores or on the streets to look at you and hold you in contempt. I assure you that will happen, and it will not be something that will fade away in time. This current council, which includes three members who will be leaving on December 31st, should do the right and decent thing by not filling the vacant council seat in the last-minute power grab and instead allow the new incoming council or mayor to fill the vacancy. This council's time has passed. You need to go quietly into the night. Thank you.
Jenna Bing, 36951 Beach Hills Drive. I'm a little disappointed that that man, is Mr. Klein, is going to now be on the council days in a few weeks. The reason tonight that this disappoints me is he's saying the right thing to do is not follow our charter as it is written. Our charter says vacancies in the council. Any vacancy in the council shall be filled by appointment by a majority vote of the remaining members of council. If the vacancy is not so filled within 30 days, the mayor will fill it by appointment immediately. It does not say, unless it's a lame duck session. It says their responsibility is to fill this position, and they need to take that responsibility on. That is the right thing to do. It is different with the law clerk because that works. The mayor asks and says, this is the person I want, and council approves it or not. And that's why we've had problems, because the mayor has appointed people or has put forward people that the council has not thought were deemed appropriately for the position. That's how that works. And you don't know this charter. That's disturbing. These people up here know the charter. They know what needs to be done. And that's doing the right thing by stepping up in this time period where they really don't have a whole bunch of vested interest to fill the position, because that's what their job is for the next month. Thank you.
Thanks, Jenna. Tanya?
Tanya Taylor Draper, 2909 Stratford Way. With all due respect, this is what we're tired of. We're tired of the double talking and the going back and forth. Ladies, do the right thing, okay? You guys have served. Your time is up. Let the incoming council choose the next group, okay? Thank you very much.
Unfortunately, you've certainly earned your reputation.
Can we please have your name and address?
Connie Klein, 38531 Dodds Landing.
Thank you.
You've certainly earned your reputation as the 3D council, divisive, deceptive, and devious. Consider yourselves on notice to retain any and all communications and documentation between yourselves for the 3 months prior to the November election until the present time, especially regarding John Plesnik's resignation and the unnecessary rush to fill his seat for purposes of open records requests and possible violations of the Ohio Sunshine Laws. It wasn't enough that you caused all manner of dissension and disruption in the city by, one, removing the law director, Tom Lovey, who served admirably for over two decades under several administrations, and illegally attempting to install a new law director at over three times the cost to the city. Two, passing six ordinances that were declared illegal by the Lake County Court of Common Pleas because they removed the mayor twice without cause and usurped the mayor's exclusive authority to appoint an acting law director and to deal with all collective bargaining matters in violation of our charter and ordinances, state statutes, and the Ohio Revised Code. Three, passing a budget that the State Employment Relations Board determined illegally eliminated 13 union administrative staff positions, effectively causing a city shutdown for most of 2018, and $800,000 in lost revenue and expenses. Four, filing reports and complaints with the Lake County Prosecutor, Lake County Adult Protective Services, the Ohio Bureau of Criminal Investigation, the Ohio Ethics Commission, and the Ohio Auditor to investigate 30 current and former city officers, employees, their associates, family members, and city volunteers for corrupt illegal conduct. After nearly 9 months of investigation, all accusations and allegations were declared to be unfounded and unsubstantiated. Five, and final, eliminating the Whisper Senior Services program that was so valuable for so many seniors. You falsely pledged throughout the election to work cooperatively and peacefully with the mayor and the residents, no matter the outcome. Now, true to form, you refuse to graciously accept the fact that you overwhelmingly lost all the seats for which you ran in the November 5th election. You continue your same notorious backdoor plotting and scheming, a legacy for which all of you will forever be remembered and reviled. You have a chance tonight to change course and do the right thing by letting the next council or mayor appoint Pleshnik's replacement.
Tony?
Tony Miller, 2857 Hayes Drive. I, too, would like to voice my concern that this council pass this appointment on to the next group. Based on the charter, yes, 30 days, or the mayor can appoint immediately. That's following the law. So if you choose to not appoint and let it go until the next mayor's in the next day. It would only happen then anyway, not January 31st. So you would be following the law by not appointing tonight.
Thank you, Tony. Anybody else this evening? Doris?
Doris Dodge, 37881 Milan Drive. I hope that our incoming mayor will take the position of safety director seriously. There have been residents who have spoken in public portion who have been loud, abrasive, and offensive. Our police department even had to ask a person to leave with escort. There has been yelling and screaming, of which made members of this community very uneasy. It affected me so much that I felt the need to carry mace to council meetings. In this day and age of violence, I feel that a mayor and safety director should be vigilant and approach such individuals. You never know when behavior can escalate from verbal aggression to physical violence. Whether this behavior is founded in mental illness, alcoholism, or any other issue, these individuals can be de-escalated if appropriate help can be rendered. A safety director and mayor should have the knowledge and ability to offer assistance resources to these individuals, which will in turn make our community safer for all. Thank you.
Thank you, Doris. Vicki?
Vicki Miller, 2857 Hayes Drive. This evening, I would like to take this opportunity to thank our outgoing mayor, Bob Weger, for your community service over these last 12 years. We appreciate the things that you have done for the city and for standing up for the city. I'd also like to thank the outgoing council members for your willingness to stand up, serve your community. There are things that you have done for this community that have been outstanding, and I do appreciate that. I'm sorry that the community had to step up and eliminate you from your positions because of illegal and unlawful things and not listening to the residents. Listening to the residents is a very important part of being a council member, and I'm sorry that we felt that you have not stepped up to that portion, part of it. I'd also like to express my concern tonight for you're not excusing Dave Fiebig. I know that a stomach virus is going around. That is the truth, and I'm sorry that he may not be feeling well tonight. Best wishes out to you, Mr. Fiebig, for a speedy recovery. Thank you.
Thank you, Vicki. I will close public portion one time.
I didn't get my 3 minutes. Well, welcome to Disneyland.
I will close public portion at 7:34 p.m.
Madam President.
Next order of business is unfinished business.
Madam President. To those folks that came up and spoke about letting the new council select, I appreciate the concern and the thoughts about that. One of the things I would like to see this council do is work alongside the new council in selection. And even though the new council members could not vote within the 30-day period to select somebody, they could at least have some input into who they would recommend. This council could then opt not to vote for somebody, and we could just simply tell the new incoming mayor our recommendation of who we would like to see. And I'm confident that Mayor-elect Gardner would abide by our wishes and select that person to replace the vacant seat. So that, I think that would be an option that would allow us to transition smoothly and would be amenable to most people, I think. Thank you.
Pete, there was a gentleman, Chris from Dodd. You had questions about some high water issues and losing some banks. Could you speak to some of that, Pete, please?
Yeah. So that bridge is a county bridge. The county designed it, and they're responsible for maintenance. I know we've had some communications, and you've spoken to the county in the past, and they claim that there is no issue, or the erosion is not being caused by the bridge. But ultimately, if there is an issue, it would be the county to resolve it.
Thank you. Next order of business is legislation. Ordinance 2019-69. Vicki, please read the caption.
An ordinance providing for temporary appropriations to meet the ordinary expenses of the City of Willoughby Hills, State of Ohio, for the period beginning January 1st, 2020 through March 31st, 2020, repealing all legislation inconsistent herewith.
This is on third reading, which is the wishes of council.
Madam President, move that we adopt Ordinance 2019-69.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Hallam and a second from Councilwoman Pismo to adopt Ordinance Number 2019-69. Is there any discussion on the motion? Vicki?
Hallam.
Yes.
Lenz.
No.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes. Ordinance number 2019-69 has been adopted. The next is ordinance number 2019-72.
An ordinance authorizing and directing the mayor to accept the proposal as submitted by Richard L. Bowen and Associates, Inc., providing zoning administration services for the City of Willoughby Hills, Ohio, and declaring an emergency.
This is on second reading. What's the wishes of council?
Madam President.
Councilman Pismo.
Motion to waive the three-reading rule on ordinance number 2019-72.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Pismo and a second from Councilman Hallam to waive the three-reading rule on ordinance number 2019-72. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Madam President, this would extend the contract for zoning administration for the six-month period of January 1st, 2020 through June 30th, 2020. And it's likely that there would be a council meeting between now and then to consider this ordinance again. So,
Vicki?
Hallam.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes. The three-reading rule on ordinance 2019-72 has been waived.
Madam President.
Councilman Pismo.
Motion to adopt ordinance number 2019-72.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Pismo and a second from Councilwoman Lenz to adopt ordinance number 2019-72. Is there any discussion on the motion? Vicki?
Hallam.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Pismo.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes. Ordinance 2019-72 has been adopted. I'm going to just move to the good of the order and the good of the community before we go into new business. So is there anyone that wants to speak about the good of the order, which is council, or the good of the community?
Madam President, I'll just remind everyone that the Breakfast with Santa is this Saturday. If you haven't already gotten your tickets, please be sure to consider coming up there. It's a great event, so a good fundraiser for the city, and it's Santa will be there, so it should be a good time. Thank you.
Madam President, we are Willoughby Hills School of Innovation. It has three teams going to the LEGO League regional competition on Saturday, and they will be representing our city well, I'm sure, and I happen to be coaching my son's team, and I will be there and cheering them all on, so I'm looking really forward to that.
Okay, on to new business. Do you want me to read it, Jim, or do you want to read it? We need a first and a second.
Oh.
I can read it.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Okay.
Not sure.
So, new business. I would entertain a motion to go into executive session to consider the appointment of a public official, inviting all of council, and the following applicants for 15 minutes each in the following order. Steve Adkins, Jenna Bing, and Peter Pike. The duration of the session will not exceed 75 minutes.
So moved. Second.
So I have a motion from Councilwoman Pismo and a second from Councilwoman Micah to go into executive session to consider the appointment of a public official, inviting all of council and the following applicants for 15 minutes each in the following order, Steve Adkins, Jenna Bing, and Peter Pike, and the duration of the session will not exceed 75 minutes. We'll go into executive session at 7:41 p.m.
Madam President,
we have to vote.
We didn't have discussion or vote.
Yeah, we have to do that.
There's discussion on the motion.
Madam President, I do have one concern. As Councilwoman Micah has put her resume in on this, I believe, according to ethics laws, she cannot have any conversation, cannot be part of any conversation with regard to the appointment, and therefore I don't think she can even be a second with regard to it, because she can't have any part of this ethically. So I want to make sure she protects herself as she is interested in the position, that she would abstain from any voting as well as any discussions with regard to it. Thank you.
Madam President, I don't think there is a single ordinance statute that has any relevance to that at all, though that is not in the Ohio Revised Code under the Ohio ethics laws. But I think that it's important, too, that everyone understands what this process is. So in 2017, there was an election to a four-year council seat. So that election, John Plechnik was our councilman. He won that election 2 years ago. And if we are going to respect our voters, we respect all of the elections. 2017 is just as valid as 2019. So in 2017, Councilman Plechnik won election, Councilman Fiebig, Council President Fellows, and Pat Grebbins, who resigned, and then Laura Lenz was appointed after Pat Grebbins resigned. So in 2017, the voters voted for this council, this current council, which under our charter serves until December 31st at midnight. It's 11:59, I guess, on December 31st. So we are all the council. We are the remaining council members under the charter. And whether we agree or disagree that you like us or don't, we are the ones in this position now. And we are the ones who have this position until December 31st. That is when our term runs out. And under the charter, our council-elect member, Mr. Klein, said that Vice President Plechnik resigned on December 2nd, but he delivered his notice to the council clerk on December 1st and effective December 1st. 30 days makes it December 31st. That's just how it is. We are the council. Until then, it's our job, you know. This is my job. I have to do the best I can in this job. And under our charter, it's just the remaining council is who gets to decide. It's our council president who decides the process. When someone else is council president, they can change the process and do it differently. But this is how it is for now, and I am going to do the best job I possibly can. I'm going to, you know, we've looked at the resumes. We've already decided on, you know, the people that we're interested in talking to, and we're going to give it the best shot we can and do the best we can and really consider everything in the resumes, the cover letters, and the interview process.
Madam President, one other thing. As I am concerned about the fact that we do have several members that will no longer be here after the end of this year, and voting for that. And I guess I would like, just because I know you have stated over time in your election that you were going to remain here during the term if you were elected mayor, and so I have to ask for the purposes of the residents to know, are you planning to finish your term as council, on council, that you were elected to? Do you have any intentions of leaving before the end of your term, Madam President?
Well, I don't know what that has to do with anything, but
Well, because you'll be voting for the next person, too, and
no,
so I'd like the residents to have a right to know.
My answer is I will remain here till the end of my term I'm dead.
Thank you. Okay. Good. No, I appreciate that. I think people want to know that you're going to stick around.
Go for it, Linda.
And I will say that I do know there are ethics laws that says that if there's monetary involvement, which there is the pay for the position, that you cannot have part of the discussions or the vote. You cannot vote for if there is monetary involvement. So I'm just letting you know that it's your decision. You can make your own decisions. I just don't want it to be overshadowed by an ethics violation when it doesn't need to be. That's it.
Any other discussion on the motion?
Are those the only three people you're going to interview?
You're out of order, Tony.
Yes, I am, Mayor.
Is there any other discussion on the motion?
That is a fair question. Are we planning to do interviews beyond, Madam President?
There is a motion on the table.
Well, okay, and in that motion, you mentioned that there will be three candidates interviewed, so I'm asking, are we going to interview the additional residents who have taken the time to apply for this position?
These are the individuals that was brought forth to me individually by council members that they thought would be a superior council candidate.
Well, and I do want to speak to that, because Council President Fellows, you sent a text out to me earlier today asking me who my top three were, and I expressed to you that I felt that was, and I'm quite certain that that is a sunshine law violation, to poll the council members and ask them to effectively vote for their top three.
Madam President, can we call the question?
We are not supposed to be voting outside of public
motion to call the question,
and that's what happened here. And
Madam
so
President,
I think that is inappropriate.
Motion to
it
call
is
the
not
question.
What the residents asked for, and I think it puts a shadow on this whole process.
Madam President, Councilman Hallam is not
please,
an attorney.
Please
Councilman
call.
Hallam is
call.
It doesn't matter. I can
please
read
call
the law.
Vote. Please call the vote.
Hallam?
No.
Lenz?
Yes.
Micah?
Yes.
Pismo?
Yes.
Fellows?
Yes. We are going into executive session at 7:47 p.m.
It would have been nice to have been notified that I wasn't going to. I took off work to come here because I thought I was going to get in.